Miloš Zeman se nikdy neměl stát prezidentem této země.
A recent demonstration on Prague's Wenceslas Square against President Miloš Zeman and his refusal to sack the influential finance minister Andrej Babiš, accused of tax evasion, misusing European funds and manipulating his media holdings for political ends. Crowd estimates ranged from 8,000 to as many as 35,000 people, big for the Czech Republic, where public apathy is rife. The crisis is still very much ongoing, but some are concerned at the language being used by politicians, especially the plain-spoken Mr. Babiš. Here's an extract from an interview on Czech television, in which the finance minister repeated his reasons why he would not heed the call by the prime minister, his Social Democrat coalition partner Bohuslav Sobotka, to step down.
Určitě ne, já na to nevidím důvod a já tyhle floskule pana premiéra fakt už nemůžu poslouchat. On mě stále pomlouvá.
I'm definitely not resigning. I don't see any reason to. And frankly, I can no longer bear listening to the Prime Minister's empty phrases. He constantly slanders me. He tells untruths. I've clearly declared my taxes going back 20 years, confirmed by an auditor. So it's a continuous campaign, and the Prime Minister has no reason for me to leave the government. I've got great results, the best results in the history of our country. And it's a political battle. The Prime Minister simply wants to get rid of me.
And that word liquidate was again in the news this week. A camera microphone picked up a conversation in Russian between President Zeman and Russia's Vladimir Putin as they walked into a press conference in China. Oh, said Mr. Zeman, are there more journalists in here? There are too many journalists. They should be liquidated. A spokesman said he was obviously joking, but the humour would presumably be lost on the colleagues and relatives of the dozens of reporters who've been murdered in Russia. Opponents of President Zeman, who's employed increasingly autocratic and nationalistic rhetoric of late, and Finance Minister Babiš, embroiled in scandal, convinced the public media is out to get him, see parallels in Hungary and Poland, which have swung towards authoritarian government amidst crackdowns on public media and alleged abuses of the rule of law. But not everyone is convinced it's part of the same trend. Jeremy Drucker is executive director of the non-profit media organisation TOL and editor-in-chief of the news portal Transitions Online.
I would say it's rather specific to the Czech Republic than indicative of larger trends across the region. I just think the situation in Hungary and Poland is really different because in those places it seems to be more of a societal shift in the way the world is perceived, or at least the larger region is perceived, in terms of addressing historical wrongs within the country or historically or geographically. So I think here, the crisis, it's more about grabbing power and power plays and business interests and all of that, whereas I think in those countries, people are motivated, not everyone, of course, but much more by, as I said before, historical grievances, addressing past wrongs, and a different, fundamentally different view of the world than their opponents.
Indeed, many point to Czechoslovakia's pre-war period as a bastion of liberalism and humanism in Central Europe, at a time when the region was buffeted by dark authoritarian forces. They say civil society is far stronger here than further east, and that Czech politics and society is resilient enough to withstand the onslaught of populism and xenophobic nationalism. But many worry for just how long. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.